B-Pod Studios.
What time it is?
Sometime early Tuesday morning.
It's winter, hello! It's winter!
Are you ready?
Ready for what?
For a Tuesday morning show.
I was born ready.
But first, I will need some
coffee.
Coffee?
Coffee!
Can't start the day without that fresh
cup of coffee.
Cup of coffee.
Get it?
Got it.
Get it?
Got it.
Good.
Well then.
It's showtime.
And more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning and welcome. Yes, it is Tuesday morning, and the Lauren and Wally Morning Show is on the air. And it's cold, but it's not terrible out there. And at least it's not snowing or anything like that.
Yeah, I'm upset.
What are you upset about?
I'm upset about Luke Perry. I'm upset.
Yeah, I can
I'm
understand.
Upset because I feel like Gen X has been handed another blow. Because you know what? Cliff Huxtable is in jail, the King of Pop is a perv, and now Dylan McKay is dead, and I want to go home. And if anything happens to Jake Ryan from 16 Candles, that's it. I'm checking out.
That's it.
Yeah. I'm off. That's it. Ugh, really.
Yeah, it was a tough day for you yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, I just...
Yeah, your youth is flashing in front of your eyes.
I just think it's a tragedy what happened to him. I mean, it's just 52 years old, and you're just, yeah. So, but we'll talk more about that at 7:45's Dirty Laundry.
Okay, Dirty Laundry.
A lot of people are.
Okay.
Well,
also at Dirty Laundry, we'll try to ease your pain with new
yes,
kids' tickets.
Yes, new kids' tickets.
Oh,
we're giving
God,
away.
You
guys, this tour is going to be amazing.
We have New Kids on the Block mixtape tour tickets.
Oh, there's so many good people on the list for this tour, and
it's
I've
great,
seen
yeah.
New Kids on the Block at Fenway Park. They're going to be at TD Garden this time around. It's such a fun concert, so definitely stay tuned then.
Other things we have coming up on the program this morning. Brian Bell came in this morning, and he had video of his snowblower yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
He was very, very excited about his snowblower.
It was awesome.
And he's the only person I know. Well, he's the only person I know who goes unsolicited to, like, Home Depot and just stands around the snowblowers and tells people which one to buy.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
I had some extra time in my hands. I was at Lowe's.
Lowe's, okay.
Yeah.
And you actually stood there and told people what to buy?
Well, I can tell you what. I'll tell you later.
Okay, all right. We'll
yes.
talk about
yes,
that sometime this morning.
Got that coming up this morning.
Work as a snowblower salesman.
Okay, today is...
Good.
I'll be in the hostess section at Stop and Shop at about 11:30.
Unsolicited, just tell them what to buy. Today is Fat Tuesday. And for those of you who are
speaking
politically
of.
Correct, it's Obese Tuesday.
Oh, come on.
Okay. That
put your
up
shirt back
one.
On,
hey,
please.
Hey, Gronk is going to be on with Kimmel tonight, but it's a repeat.
Oh.
And I think it's the appearance right after the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Something like that. Okay, so if you want to check out Gronk.
Saw some nice things yesterday when I was driving parking spot savers over in South Boston.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God, some lunatics.
Okay, we'll share with you here this
morning.
We're
a little aggressive.
A little bit.
Okay, all of this coming up this morning right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
So a lot of people didn't use their car yesterday. Maybe they, they had a no work day and the car just stayed home all day. But if you're one of those people who didn't use your car yesterday and you pull out this morning and you're driving someplace and you still got a foot of snow on the top of your car.
You're a jerk.
Exactly. Precisely.
Yeah, you are. You kind of are. Especially if... Like, I mean, you can reach it. Even if it's an SUV, a big old SUV, that's the price you pay.
There's a jerk right there.
Yep,
oh,
we can
really?
See
jerk
a jerk
right there.
Oh,
XL.
Yeah.
What's the
XL,
name of that?
I see you.
XL, what is the name of the company?
Big XL van driving by with a foot of snow on top of it.
That's rotten.
Yep, you're a jerk.
Yeah, we can see it right outside
on
our studio.
Northbound right now.
Okay, don't do
clear
that.
Off
I want to thank Brian Bell for getting me out of my parking space yesterday because I was the Barbie car was completely... smothered in snow.
See, we should explain that the company here at WRR made hotel rooms available for all of us
right.
if we wanted to spend the night because of the blizzard coming in. And you stayed
I
and you got
to leave
snowed
that part
in.
Out because it sounds dirty.
And you got snowed in at the parking
yes,
lot.
Yes, I did.
Hotel.
And I went to leave yesterday and I could not get the car out. And I gave up. I'm like, I don't know what to do. Brian Bell rocks and pushes.
Did
and
you
does
rock
the whole
it wicked hard?
Yeah.
Yep.
It was kind of amazing. I was super impressed.
It's the Bob Marley technique.
Yes.
Yeah, you rock it wicked hard and you gun it.
Okay.
That's the way you do it.
Yeah.
It took a while.
It did take a while because that thing was buried. And that thing has tires that are
like
a roller skate.
Yes, I know. It's like a pregnant roller skate.
It was ridiculous.
Okay.
Shout out to the plow guys.
The plow guys.
And ladies.
Yeah. You're right. You're right, Hank.
The roads were amazing.
Yeah, they're really, really good. I mean, it was a breeze getting home after I got out of that space. I mean, it's like clear down to pavement. I was happy.
Except for that, you know, one plow guy who...
Out of Logan,
the overpass, you know, the tunnel.
Yeah.
Coming from, did you see the shower of stuff that a plow guy sent over the edge?
That
took out a car down below.
Oh.
Took out the guy's windshield.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
That's bad.
Very bad.
The snow isn't soft then.
Yes, right.
The people in Logan apologized. Said that shouldn't happen. They're reviewing their procedures now.
So.
And Hank was out rolling around. Where were you, in East Boston?
No, I was in South Boston
yesterday.
You know, we work a half a mile away, you know, over by Carson Beach. And so after every snowstorm, I drive through South Boston to see the creative parking spot savers.
You're going to love these. We're going to do these about 7:25 this morning.
I was afraid. I had to get the hell out of there.
Really?
Okay. And I wasn't even parked.
It was pretty cool stuff, though. I mean, people are extremely creative when it comes to saving parking spaces.
Sure are.
Okay,
not
but
me.
It,
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
First, you know, I think that you're going to see thousands and thousands and thousands of American women today between the ages of 35 and 55 who are suffering the Luke Perry effect.
Yeah, check on those girls because they're not okay. Because yesterday, I mean, we're all stunned.
Yeah.
That Luke Perry, who played Dylan McKay on Beverly Hills 90210, the first one, died at the age of 52 after suffering a massive stroke. And I think there are just so many things involved. Like, he's part of, like, our youth and, like, first crush. You were either, like, a Dylan or a Brandon person on Beverly Hills 90210.
Who was really a Brandon?
I was a Brandon kind of.
Really?
Yeah, I liked him a little bit.
Why did you like him better than...
Because Dylan was a little too... he was a little too bad boy for me. I'm like, you are going to get in trouble. And you drive too fast.
He wore a leather jacket and leather underwear.
And he didn't wear a helmet.
Luke Perry really created this guy, Dylan McKay, and, you know, he's had the brooding sort of, you know, millionaire son who all the girls loved. And we just, you know, it was obviously like, you know, a soap opera sort of thing. But Luke Perry embodied a lot of stuff. And I don't know. I think that Gen X is going through a lot. I said this morning, you know, Michael Jackson is a perv now and Bill Cosby is in jail. And now Luke Perry has died a young man, 52 years old. And so I think that a lot of people are really sad about it. And it's like part of our youth. He, I was reading about him and he left high school in Ohio and went to L.A. After he graduated high school and went to L.A. to be an actor. And he auditioned. And if you're having a bad day, he auditioned 256 times before he got any sort of acting job whatsoever.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, who was counting?
Who was counting?
That's perseverance,
and
man.
So,
that's
and people,
good.
You know, and also Luke Perry is known to a new generation because he plays Fred, Archie's dad, on Riverdale, which I haven't seen yet, but now I'm going to go back and watch because I feel like I need to.
It's the Archie comics, right?
It's the Archie comics. And so Molly Ringwald, like a lot of Gen X stuff in there, like Molly Ringwald plays his estranged wife on Riverdale. And I don't know, people are really sad about it. But yeah, I think a lot of people are just a little bit stunned by this. And I think the other thing I want to say about this is that what I thought of yesterday is like the stroke part of it. He just had a massive stroke and that was it. Like, if you're mad at somebody right now or you're not talking to somebody or even if you are, like, just call them and be like, reach out to them and say, I love you. Because you know what? That the whole stroke part of it is really upsetting because it just, you know, that's it. Lights out.
And you never know.
Yeah, and I feel really terrible about that. So I'm going to call a couple of friends.
Okay. I hate to tell you this, but she has a list. Okay, Hank, what do you think? Is this going to be a really, really bad road trip or what?
Well, Celts are on a four-game Western Roads trip, and they face, in Oakland tonight, the Golden State Warriors.
Yep. Well,
I mean,
tough way to start.
The golden child of the NBA, Steph Curry, KD. Celts have lost 5 of 6.
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving,
not
meanwhile.
The golden girls.
Kyrie told the media yesterday that celebrity's a little hard for him. He didn't get into the game to have cameras in his face, be famous, or be a celebrity. As long as you win tonight, Kyrie, who cares?
Yep.
Bruins on fire, though. They've won 10 of 11. They have points in 16 straight games. They host the Hurricanes tonight. And the Patriots released tight end Dwayne Allen, who is scheduled to make, I think, $6.5 to $7 million next
six
season.
And a half, yeah.
A lot of money. Sports brought to you by SBLI.
Thank you very much, Hankster, 105.7 WRR. Good morning, this is Lorne and Wally Mornings. Okay, the person who won the largest lottery ever has come forward. What do you think? They take the $1.5 billion or the one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
One-time payout. What would you take? Well, we have a Tuesday morning dilemma for you. Is that bad? We have, it's Alicia. Standing by on the phone here. Well, good morning, Alicia. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, I'm good, thanks.
Okay, so what did you do, Alicia?
Okay, so my husband, myself, and my baby, we're taking a trip to Florida.
Yep.
My husband has TSA pre-check, okay, and I don't.
Yep.
But he's like, you know, I'm sure they'll let you go through with me. Let, you know, just come. Let's just go there together. So
yeah. Okay.
I go over to the pre-check line.
Yeah.
And, of course, the agent's like, nope, your husband's the only one that's approved for TSA pre-check. You have to wait in the other line.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, okay, like my husband has three choices. You know, okay, he could.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Right? Okay, he could take the baby and the stroller and the baby stuff and go through TSA pre-check and I'll wait in the long line.
Yeah.
And meet him outside security.
Yep, okay.
You know, or he could be like, let's just all wait in the long line together, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Solidarity.
Yes.
Yeah. Or he goes through pre-check alone and has me schlep the baby, the stroller, and all the stuff and wait in the long line without him and suggest I meet him at the bar just outside of security.
He would never do that.
Seriously. No. Seriously? Okay.
So.
Seriously?
What did he choose?
He picked C and had me schlep the baby and all the stuff.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So, is that bad?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's bad. You know what? I can unequivocally say that is really bad.
That's beyond bad.
That's like counseling bad.
Okay, right?
Wow.
I mean, that's
thank
like...
You.
Did he hesitate at all before he made the decision? Like, what do you think, honey?
It is as though we did not even occur to him at all. We were not even in the equation.
Well, sometimes you get a little glassy-eyed around TSA and you just don't
it's
act like yourself.
I don't know. I have to go.
They're going to lock me
up. I mean, I guess maybe if he was apologetic afterwards and said I wasn't really thinking clearly, he might get somewhat of a pass, but no, that's bad. And that's the type of thing you might want to bring up at dinner parties if he's being a jerk.
Thanks for calling, Alicia. Have a great day, okay?
Okay.
Way beyond bad. Way beyond bad, everybody.
Well, you know, I mean, it's just, that's marriage.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Effie is sitting in a boat at the annual Maine All-Women's Fishing Rodeo. She's fishing with her best girlfriend, Putty Taggart, when we hear...
Well, say there, Effie. How is it you're always able to catch the most fish?
Well, Putty, here's my secret. When I wake up in the morning, I pull down the covers, and if Lem's hoo-ha is hanging to the left, I fish off the left side of the boat. But if his hoo-ha is hanging to the right, I fish off the right side of the boat. That way, I always catch lots of fish.
Oh, but Effie, tell me something. What if you wake up, check under the covers, and Ephesus' hoo-ha is straight up?
Well, I'll be honest with you. Then I don't go fishing.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lord of Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
I got like 15, 16 inches of my house. It was crazy out there. And, you know, but parking is always a problem in the city when you have snow. Because, you know, you go shovel out your space, then somebody comes and steals your space. So people started using, like years and years and years ago, stuff that they would put in their parking space that they shoveled out. And that was a space saver, a parking space saver. So now they finally tried to regulate a little bit, and the mayor said, no, you can only use a space saver for, what is it, 48 hours, Hank?
Well, it has to happen during a snow emergency. Yeah, we did not have one yesterday.
Yeah.
Then you have 48 hours to leave it there after the completion of the snow emergency.
So Hank goes out yesterday to South Boston just to check out, wanted to take a little drive through Southie and see what was going on.
This is great entertainment, and it's free. All you have to do is drive around. Just go the speed limit.
Yeah.
Don't try and park anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the key. And you see, over the years, I've seen
toilets. I've seen the Barbie Dream House. Yep. Then you see, you know, chairs, end tables, kids' toys. Yesterday, one of the better ones that I saw was a kid's toy slide for, like, a toddler next to an end table next to the child's car seat.
Well, it's really good, especially on day
Jimmy,
like...
Jimmy, go get the slide!
Like yesterday, you know, when it's not legal, that you know they're going to come around and pick up the trash anyway.
Yeah.
You got something to throw out. I'd use an old air conditioner. Those
are tough. I don't understand why people don't use, like, tacks and nails. That would just... Well, that would solve the problem.
Yeah, but if you miss one when you go to park.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But this one.
Yeah, you just make sure you pick them up.
Yeah, but how are you going to do that in the ice and slush and snow?
Magnets.
Magnets.
Okay. Well, sounds like somebody who's played this game before.
You're going to think bigger than
now,
toy
this
slides.
One, this one frightened me just a little bit. It was like a kitchen rubbish basket.
Yeah.
And there was a white note taped to it. It said, take this spot and you'll have all four tires stabbed. If not today...
Harder to do than you think.
Yeah. If not today, when you least expect it. That's a promise. Think smart, because I've done it before. Welcome to True Southie.
Wow. Was that note actually written in an accent like that?
It was the printing of a fourth grader. I don't know.
Wow.
That's one scary woman.
That is one scary woman. I don't think they should even be allowed to save spots. I mean, if you live down there, you know the deal. It's a crapshoot. And if you really want to keep your space, don't move your car and take an Uber.
Right.
See, I think you can.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
If you've ever had, like, I live in the city, Medford.
Yeah.
I've shoveled out lots of spots to come home at 11:15 at night to find that shoveled out spot that I need, taken by somebody who didn't shovel it. Yeah. And then I had to park a third of a mile away down at the school, lug up the street with my bag. And it's just like, if you shovel it, it's yours.
It's inconvenient. It's definitely inconvenient. But you don't own the street.
It's inconsiderate, too.
But there's
it depends. That's kind of like, that's the price you pay for living close to the city or in the city.
That's what you sign up for. Maybe that person who took that beautiful spot you shoveled out had a broken leg and needed to go to the next house up.
They should have called the ride.
No?
Well, here's what I think. Hank has a pretty good, It's the beach comparison.
It's a
good
analogy.
This is a really good analogy.
If you went to Revere Beach with your family and you brought your stuff down, you put down your blanket, a couple of chairs, and your cooler, and then you took a walk on the beach, and you got a nice spot. It's going to be a hot summer day. And then when you came back to your stuff, it's kind of unspoken that, that's your stuff. You got your spot.
Yeah.
Then when you came back, somebody else had taken it and moved all your stuff somewhere else.
And moved their stuff into your spot.
And moved their stuff. Yeah. It's just a respect
You'd be
thing.
Pretty upset. Yes.
But you leave all your stuff there. Like if you picked up your blanket and left and got lunch and then came back and said, hey, our blanket was there.
No one's winning this argument.
Right? but I left that flip-flop in its spot.
That's why you got to leave leave a lot of stuff.
There's so many good analogies here.
That's why they had the slide, the end table, and the baby.
And that's why I live in the suburbs.
I'd rather be on the beach.
That explains it.
All day, and all night, 80s and more. 1057 WRMR.
Hey, it's your 7:45 Dirty Laundry brought to you by Citizens Bank. We're going to get to some Luke Perry information and also Ben Affleck being real honest on the Today Show. But first, who wants to go to the New Kids on the Block concert June 28th at TD Garden? I know I do, but you can if you are the 15th caller, 617-931-1057, because this is going to be the best concert
ever.
These
are hot tickets.
Oh, amazing. And they are so good in concert. And they have people joining them, the mixtape reunion, is it called? And it's at Debbie Gibson, and who else is on?
Saudi by Nature.
Yep. Salt and Pepper.
Oh, Salt and Pepper. It's going to be awesome. So again, 617-931-1057. Okay, I'm not happy about the Luke Perry thing, because we have, information that he's obviously died. Complications from a stroke. I was reading up on Luke Perry. I loved Luke Perry, and I loved Beverly Hills 90210 because that's in my wheelhouse. All the girls 35 to 50, they're really sad today because, we just grew up with Beverly Hills 90210. He was an interesting guy. He was born Coy Luther Perry III in Ohio. He went to a high school where they taught things like how to birth a cow and drive a tractor.
Wow.
And he got the acting bug in the midst of that, and he left high school.
It's got to be something better
graduated.
Than this.
Graduated. Knows how to birth a cow, moves to Hollywood. He tried out 216 times before he got his first acting gig. He was on Loving. He was on the soap opera. He was on, I think, Another World. He failed an audition. Ferris Bueller, the movie, was going to be made into a sitcom, but he was like, he didn't get the job. But then he met somebody who said, try out for Dylan McKay on 90210. He actually went up for Steve Sanders first. Terrible idea. Oh, yeah. But Dylan, with the long sideburns and the sort of like, oh, I don't know, brooding millionaire son with the alcohol very problem, very James Dean. He owned that role. He was amazing. And you were either Team Dylan or Team Brandon. And as I said earlier, I was really Team Brandon because he was safer and probably would have like a good 401k and stuff like that. So, but the thing, I forgot this too. He was so incredibly popular that he went to, for an appearance in Seattle, and he had to be whisked away in a laundry hamper, like Annie, to get away from the crowds. 21 people were injured in Florida rushing the stage to see him. He was crazy.
Yikes.
Before all this, he worked at a doorknob factory and sold shoes. And this is my favorite part
really,
of the
doorknob factory.
I know, isn't that random?
Go figure.
I just thought that was a good sort of like interesting. Wow, you're friends with knowledge of Luke Perry at work today.
There's some jokes there.
I'm
really
sure there are. But and also the way he met his wife. Now divorced in 1993, they got married. She sent him a lace bra in the mail, and then he responded.
Works every time.
<That's right. laughs> I've done the
they
same
were
thing.
Married for 10 years. They had two kids. He was actually engaged with at the time of his death. And he was really, actually did okay. You know, he went, he was on 90210, and then he tried a little bit of films. He was in 8 Seconds, that bull riding movie.
Yeah.
It was really sad. Never really made it in the movies. Went back to 90210 for the last 3 seasons. But then really worked throughout his life. He was on Oz. He was on Will and Grace. He was on Riverdale. He played Fred Andrews, Archie's dad, and people really loved him. Now he had a whole new group of teens who really liked him. And I'm just really, it's upsetting, and it's part of my youth gone, and I don't know. I'm in mourning, and the other thing that really bothers me is I threw out my Dylan McKay doll during my condo session, and I'm really upset. Talk about that later.
Are you going to post that magazine cover?
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, I did.
If you want to go on our Facebook page, there's a picture of me on the People magazine cover with Dylan and Brandon. I cut out Shannon Doherty and put my face on it, and I'm not ashamed.
And I can't believe that made it through your
28
Marie Kondo.
Baby. 28
you didn't throw that
years.
Away. Okay.
The other thing, too, Ben Affleck was on the Today Show, and he was talking about his new movie on Netflix, but he got candid about his alcoholism. This is what he had to say.
Some people are sort of uncomfortable. Doesn't really bother me to talk about alcoholism and being an alcoholic. It's part of my life. It's something that I deal with. It doesn't have to sort of subsume my whole identity and be everything, but it is something that, you have to work at, and, you know, I feel like I had a problem, and I really want to address it, and I take some pride in that, and I hope that, it's about yourself, your life, your family, and, you know, people, we encounter these kinds of hurdles, and we have to deal with them.
I love this, because it just takes that sort of, there's always been this sort of air of shame around addiction and anything like that, and keeping quiet, the sort of anonymity of the whole thing, and then him just talking about it and being like, yeah, this is what I deal with in my life, that's great, and I think...
And he spoke very highly of his ex.
He better. She's the best. I follow her on Instagram. Jennifer Garner's the most awesome girl ever. I would marry her.
Okay. Well, we didn't really want to get into that.
Do we have a winner?
Yeah.
We have, ladies and gentlemen, it looks to me like we have a winner. And the winner is Miles McDonough of Quincy, Massachusetts.
Oh, my God. I know Miles.
Hey, Miles. Miles.
Miles.
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you going to take me, Miles?
Sure, you need a date?
Well, you are super lucky, Miles. You have won a pair of tickets to see the best concert of the summer, in my humble opinion. New Kids on the Block, June 28th at TD Garden. You guys, the tickets are on sale now. Get all the information and an extra chance to win now at WROR.com. But, Miles, that's awesome.
Didn't Miles come to our Yankee swap?
He did. He did. I used to work with him at the Boston Herald. He would supply all of my reporters' notebooks and pens.
Hey, Miles, congratulations. Hold on. We'll get you all the details on your tickets, okay?
Thank you so much. Love
You're
the
welcome.
Show, guys.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
1057 WRR. Good morning. Well, boy, I tell you, people are really passionate about their space savers and their parking spaces, like in Southie and East Boston. And Bob thinks, we get a call from Bob, he thinks that people should put down those police bike strips, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then we got Mikey, that's a good idea.
Mikey, what's your idea?
Please,
Mikey?
You take my parking spot, right? You better be prepared, I'm telling you right now. I don't care who it is. You better be prepared if you take my parking spot. We're going to throw down. Yeah, how about yesterday? I'm shoveling. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Plow comes by the first time. Plow's be back in. Second time, plow's. Third time he's looking at me because I'm cursing, and he says to me, "There's a problem." I said, "Yeah. How about switching the blade the other freaking way, pal?" He said, "You got a problem? Call the city." I said, "Yeah, I'm gonna call the city. I almost had a fist fight at 5:30 in the morning."
You should have just called Uber.
Yeah, Uber. Uber your ass. Right?
Oh my god!
Wow.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
We now take you to the challenging part of this program. It's time to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. So today we have a player named Cheryl Green. Cheryl is from Reading, Massachusetts, and is a purchasing agent. Good morning, Cheryl, and welcome to the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. How are you this morning?
Good, and you?
Good. So, Cheryl, you're a purchasing agent. Is that like a professional shopper?
Well, no, not really. I mean, I just buy what they tell me to buy. So, yeah, kind of, I guess. I don't know.
Way to sell it.
Okay.
No fun stuff. Okay.
So, usually, you know, on a regular basis, you play the game, I would assume, every day, just off the
air.
Yeah. Okay, how many do you usually get right?
Sometimes I've gotten them all, but usually a bunch.
A bunch, okay. You feeling comfortable?
Nervous.
Okay. Nervous is okay.
You know, not overwhelming confidence there, but okay, we got $1,000 from Century Bank for a year. All you got to do is get all 10 right. You're going to have 60 seconds to do it. You ready to go?
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What's 20 minus 5?
15.
What was Luke Perry's character name on Beverly Hills 90210?
Dylan McKay.
What superhero is known as the Man of Steel?
Superman.
What brand is dubbed the Quicker Picker Upper?
Pass.
What movie character said, "You stay classy, San Diego"?
Pass.
How many children in the Von Trapp family in The Sound of Music?
12.
In what organ of the body is the hippocampus located?
Pass.
What does the I in MRI stand for?
Imogen.
Which letter stands for the Roman number 50?
LX.
Which state is home to Clemson University?
Clemson?
Yes.
Oh. Well, time has expired, according to my calculations.
It goes quick, doesn't it?
You had four correct, and you had to pass on a few. So let's review.
Okay, the brand that's dubbed the Quicker Picker Upper, Bounty.
Bounty.
Yes. The character that said, "You stay classy, San Diego," is Ron Burgundy.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
The Von Trapp family and the Sound of Music had 7 children. The hippocampus is located in the brain. The letter that stands for the Roman numeral 50 is L, and Clemson University is in South Carolina.
South Carolina.
But you did a good job. Yep, you started off strong.
So we have a fine consolation prize for you, a pair of tickets. You could probably go and purchase something. A pair of tickets to the Boston Flower and Garden Show, about inspiring, educating, and motivating. Don't miss the Boston Flower and Garden Show this March 13th through the 17th, Seaport World Trade Center. Visit bostonflowershow.com to learn more. Enjoy the show. Thank you very much for playing the game, and have yourself a fabulous day today, okay?
Thank you. You too.
You bet. Anybody else, you think you got what it takes? You can play the game. You can win $1,000 from Century Bank. You need to register first. Simply log on to WRR.com. These are great. You're going to love these.
Twitter is like the septic tank of social media usually. But sometimes you stumble upon a thread that makes your day, and that happened to me today. So this guy, Gavin Purcell, he says, "Your mom just announced she's running for president in 2020. What's her campaign slogan? Go." Oh, my God. The responses, okay, couple of them. where are my good scissors? Is there a reason every light is on in this house? Fine, don't take my advice. Guess who died? I might as well. I do everything else around here. This one's my personal favorite. Who was that guy in that movie? You know, the one we watched in the hotel on that trip one time? It had that woman who was on that show we used to watch. Anyway, he's in a new movie, and it looks terrible.
Great campaign.
Wow.
Or, I know you don't want to go to Mass. No one wants to go to Mass. Get in the car.
Trying to think about my mom growing up, it would probably be, there are starving kids in Africa, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
now, my mom's would be, did I tell you this already?
My mother would be, hey, who's got my lighter?
Okay, if your mom were running for president, what would your mom's campaign solution be? Slogan, give us a call, 617-931-1057. You know,
Laura, what about your mom? What would you?
You can't believe what my mom's would probably have been, were you born in a barn?
Yeah, that's a very common one. This one's good. When anybody likes seconds, there's plenty. Follow it up by term two slogan. No, sit down. I'll get it.
617-931-1057. If your mom were running for president, what would her campaign slogan be?
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
So I'm thinking by the end of March, at least 50% of every person in America will have announced that they're running for president of the United States.
Right.
So far, my favorite so far is John Hickenlooper. Yeah. I don't care what his politics are. I just relish like 4 years of reporters saying, excuse me, President Hickenlooper, could I ask a question?
It's funny because, I was just on Twitter because I wasn't paying attention to the show. And I was there's a great thread going on. Your mom just announced she's running for president in 2020. What's her campaign slogan? My personal favorite right now, I'm not mad, just disappointed.
So we got Mike is on the line. Okay, Mike, so your mom's running for president. What would her campaign slogan be?
So let me set the scenario. I walk into the house, and she calls me by my three names, first, middle, and last. I know damn well I'm in a lot of trouble.
Yep.
So I walk up to her and said, well, what now? What did I do? And her first response is, well, if you don't know, I'm not
going to
tell you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Good campaign slogan.
Good campaign slogan. Okay, so Warren's online. Hey, Warren, what would your mom's campaign slogan be?
Well, this one, she actually got posted above her back door. Remember, as far as anybody else is concerned, we're a nice, normal family.
Yeah. That's
thank
fantastic.
You very much. Okay, so what would your mom's campaign slogan be?
My mother would say, don't run, you're going to get it worse.
Thank you.
Welcome.
All right, good morning. What do you got for us?
I brought you into this world, I can take you out.
You got it. Oh, thanks a lot. Okay, so what would your mom's campaign slogan be?
Do as I say, not as I do.
There you go.
Mom sounds like fun.
Okay, what would mom's slogan be?
Thank God you have clean underwear on.
Oh, my God.
Okay, thanks a lot.
I went to the hospital and got 10 stitches in my ear. Thank God you had clean underwear on.
It's always important. Always important. So what would mom say?
Get the thing off the thingy.
Thanks. So what would mom say?
My mother would say, you better be glad it's me and not your father.
That's a good campaign slogan.
You've heard that before.
I've already got the bumper stickers made.
Yeah,
okay, awesome. Thanks.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
So listen, we want to congratulate some people who have been winning lately, right here at WRR. Leanne Jones of Waltham, make that of Rentham. Karen Morton of Quincy and Nancy Messick of Bedford, who just won a few minutes ago. And they each won $500 in cash.
Wow.
Because we're giving away $1,000 a day. We do it twice a day, every day right here at WRR. The 80s song of the day, which we identify at 7:20, you know, right after the Men from Maine. And then you listen during the day for two times. When we give you the cue to call when we play the special 80s song of the day.
You can check right at WROR.com. It's got, you know, the times we're going to play it today and everything, the song, so you can find out everything you need there, too.
We make it so easy to win. Not like that lottery. You know, by the way, this is the latest on the big lottery that has been pending for the past 6 months, because somebody won the biggest lottery ever in the history of America, but they didn't come forward. And it was, the payoff was, the jackpot was $1.5 billion, $1.5 billion, and this is the week that the statute of limitations ran out on it. If nobody claimed it, and it would go back to the state.
And, really?
And nobody would get any money out of the thing. But they came out over the weekend. They are unidentified. They have the ability to remain anonymous. They're in South Carolina. And they have chosen the option of the one-time payoff, which is instead of the annuity. Because if they took the $1.5 billion, they'd get a payment of $50 million a year, every year, for 30 years.
Wow. But who can live on that?
But yeah. That's
a good point.
So what they did, they decided, whoever the winner is, they decided to take the one-time payout of $875 million in one lump sum.
They're going to get hit on taxes, right? Half?
Well, that's like, they take a big hit. That's, yeah. I was reading an article that's the good thing about the annuities. You get a little bit of a tax break. But the really good thing is, if you win the $500 from us,
yes.
You can take the lump sum $500,
right?
Or we can pay you a penny every month.
A penny a month, okay.
30 years.
That's fantastic. So
your choice.
Oh, and there's another way. If you win the lottery, there are two ways to make $875 million all at one time. Because I was reading just this morning that Mel Gibson's divorce is the biggest showbiz divorce in the history of showbiz divorces. And he paid his wife $425 million when they got divorced.
Yeah.
So you could take the one lump sum payout.
She had like 100 kids with him, though.
Or you could divorce Mel Gibson twice.
I felt like we were ordering at a Chinese food restaurant. I'll take the one lump sum.
Lump sum, please. Yes, thank you very much.
Can you say that now?
One lump sum.
All
the MSG.
105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.